Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So it's just you and me for the time being, and we're having a little technical difficulty getting Jeff Goins on the show, but I want to obviously we always continue to march around here, and one of the things I want to talk to you about is why people go into business, and why are you thinking about going to business? And if you're already in business, why did you do it? And I know what many of you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? And, you know, after 27 years, I do that sometimes myself. And then I talk myself down off the cliff and off the ledge and realize that all the many reasons why. I'm doing what I'm doing, why I'm a small business owner. But let's talk about the early days, and especially those of you who are just at that point. You're either thinking about it or you've recently made the leap. And so why would people do that? What are the different reasons why people start a business? Well, I started my business out of duress. I was downsized twice in 18 months, and so I started a business to create a job for myself. Now, I had been it had been percolating in my head, in my heart, in my gut for a long time. So it wasn't like it was a new concept to me, but it was just that when those two things happened, it was the kick in the pants that got me off the dime and made me go do something. But still, I don't mind telling you, I was a little desperate. I had two teenagers and two mortgages. I had to do something, and I was motivated. Boy, I tell you what, two teenagers and two mortgages will motivate you to get up, roll out of bed quickly, and get to work and go out and knock on doors. And I did that, and I made a success out of it. Thank goodness, because I knew how to work. Now, so that was why I started my business. Some of you can relate with that to that. But some of you might say, well, no, I'm not. That's not where I am. I'm doing this because I've chosen to do it. I could do something else, but I've chosen this. And that's fine, too. But why did you choose, and why did I, regardless of how we got there, why did we choose to become business owners? What was the purpose? What's the attraction? Well, some people say they want to be their own boss, right? Well, you know, if you've been a business owner for a while, you know that that's a myth, because you're not your own boss. You're working for customers. You actually, many times you wind up working for your employees, believe it or not. You know, there are a lot of times when the reason that you work today is to make payroll, and you're maybe not going to get a payroll check. You may not get a check today, so you're working for your employees. It happens. You're working for you know, there are a lot of different things. So if you're tired of your boss and you want to start a business to get rid of your boss, well, what that means is you're actually going to replace that one boss for maybe several bosses. And they've all got their own agendas instead of one boss and one agenda. So think about that. That's kind of a myth. Another thing that's when people start a business is they think they're going to get rich. Well, you might get rich, and you might wind up making a nice living, but it probably won't happen in the early days. It might take it very likely will take years before you have any kind of what you could call never mind rich. How about just for a little financial independence in the beginning, right? Most small business owners don't get rich. A larger percentage achieve some kind of financial independence, and a larger percentage still achieve a good living and a decent level of retirement, but they're by no means, you know, independent and wealthy. And then the rest of them just kind of muddle along, and you know, it's tough. It's financially very tough to be a small business owner. So if you're thinking about becoming a small business owner to get rich, good luck. I'm not saying you shouldn't. That shouldn't be what you aspire to. But I will say that's a low percentage. So there's a pretty high percentage that you're going to be disappointed in that. So I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that being your singular goal. If you can't wrap that underlying desire to have financial independence, if you can't wrap that up with things like a little bit of self-determination, you know, you can be working for your employees, you can be working for your customers, but still have some self-determination. That's not the same thing. Having a boss is not the same thing as self-determination. It's a little bit different. So you can decide the direction of your company. You can decide whether you're going to grow it or not grow it, or how big you're going to grow it. You get to decide that. No customers or employees are going to make those decisions for you. You get to decide what products you're going to offer. You get to decide whether you're going to bring on investors or whatever you're going to do. You get to make those decisions. So that's self-determination. Self-determination is a very desirable thing to have. A lot of people like being able to. Most people like that. It's a form of liberty, isn't it? Self-determination. So those are things to think about when you're thinking about a business and wrap around the desire to become financially independent. Another thing is understanding. I guess the single thing that I love about being a business owner, and that makes me come back every day, in good times, bad times, is that the challenges and the opportunities both belong to me. And if I solve a challenge and turn it into an opportunity, that belongs to me. And if I solve it, then I did it. And I'll tell you, I like solving problems. I'm a problem solver. But to me, that's kind of the juice that gets me going. And the money and all the other stuff, the stuff that goes with it, that's just a way to keep score. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away. Here's Sir Elton to take us out.
Pretty eye, pirate smile, you merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.